This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidents of Syria and Lebanon met today in Damascus. They agreed that 14,000 Syrian troops stationed in Lebanon will be pulled back by the end of this month. This does not quite mean they'll be leaving the country. According to this agreement, Syria will send them to the Bekaa Valley, which runs along the border between the two countries. This is the first phase of the redeployment plan announced by Syrian President Bashar Assad over the weekend. But today in Damascus, no timetable was announced for the second phase in which Syrian troops would actually return home. Syria has been under increasing international pressure to end its decades-long involvement in Lebanon. One question is whether this plan will satisfy Lebanese demonstrators who've been out on the streets of Beirut for weeks. Our coverage starts with NPR's Ivan Watson.
Lebanon's opposition movement is gearing up for yet another day of protests in the streets of Beirut. The peaceful demonstrations have been going on night after night in Martyrs Square. This collection of young Christian, Druze, and Sunni Muslim protesters began gathering after the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri last month. Blaming Syria for the murder, demonstrators have called for the immediate withdrawal of Syrian troops and intelligence agents, and they succeeded last week in forcing the resignation of Lebanon's pro-Syrian prime minister. Saturday night, they chanted, "Out, out Syria," and booed the live broadcast of the speech given by the Syrian president. But the Lebanese opposition's honeymoon may soon be over. After sitting on the fence for weeks, Hezbollah, one of Lebanon's most powerful political factions, has now joined the pro-Syrian camp. Yesterday, after a meeting with some 30 pro-Syrian parties, Hezbollah's chief, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, applauded Lebanon's alliance with Syria and denounced other kinds of foreign intervention. America and Israel want to spread chaos in Lebanon, he said. They want to find an excuse to intervene in Lebanese affairs, he added. This is not acceptable. Nasrallah rejected United Nations Security Council Resolution 1559, which calls for Hezbollah's disarmament. Though Washington calls this Iranian and Syrian-backed militia a terrorist organization, Hezbollah is widely admired here for its role in forcing an end to the Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon and for its humanitarian work in predominantly Shiite communities. Nasrallah went on to call for a mass protest in central Beirut tomorrow.
I invite Lebanese from all religious and political parties to come demonstrate, to reject foreign interference in Lebanon, to reject United Nations Security Council Resolution 1559, and to thank Syria for its sacrifices in Lebanon.
What you're seeing is the beginning of the Syrians and their allies fighting back.
Rami Khoury is an editor and syndicated columnist at the Daily Star newspaper.
Because they've been at the receiving end of a lot of criticism and accusations and pressures and ultimatums. And they haven't really done anything in the last 2 weeks because the emotional tension was so high. But now they're starting to push back.
The Shia are Lebanon's largest religious group, and Hezbollah's upcoming protest could take some of the wind out of the opposition's sails. Hezbollah regularly gathers crowds of more than 100,000 supporters to its events, numbers that opposition leaders concede would easily dwarf their protest in Martyrs Square. The presence of large groups of competing protesters could also raise tensions between Lebanese factions. Saturday night, hundreds of pro-Syrian protesters demonstrated in the streets of several Lebanese cities, and at one point, the ominous crackle of their celebratory gunfire echoed through the streets of the Lebanese capital. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.